We're with Katie Jarvis of the Waldmarsh Group today, and Katie's just going to give us a bit of a background as to the business, how it's formed, where it is today, and Katie, where you're looking to take it in the future.
Okay, yep. Waldmarsh Producers is based in Louth in Lincolnshire. It's been going 50 years this year. Our 50th anniversary this year, we'll be doing various PR events and things to celebrate the 50 years of the business. It was formed around a kitchen table by three or four members who were chicken farmers, most of whom are still members and alive and active members of the group now. Excellent. Unfortunately, the main founder member passed away last year.
Okay.
They decided that if they sort of collectively did their buying, they would probably encourage economies of scale and reduce some prices. So that was the forming of the business, and 50 years on, we're still working to the same principles, economies of scale, bulk buying, but we now have 800 active members.
800, wow.
800, okay. Yeah.
And what's the average sort of size of member?
The average member farms around 500 acres. Okay. We've got some real big players and some very small fry as well, but that's the average one in and around Lincolnshire and Yorkshire.
Yeah.
Our area, as I say, is Lincolnshire and Yorkshire. We go as far north as Scarborough and Moulton. We don't really want to go any further at the moment, purely because of our main and only office being in Louth. We like to be able to service the members and feel that if we go too far away from Louth, then we won't be able to give them the service to which they're accustomed to.
And so if I was a member, what sort of things would I be able to buy through the group?
Yeah, you could buy pretty much anything that you wanted for your farm. We promote ourselves as being a one-stop shop for farmers. So anything from fuel, fertiliser, chemical. And then within my department that I run at the moment, sundries, so telecoms, stainless steel, new combine, Toyota trucks, pretty much anything that you might need on your farm.
Crikey, so as you say, a real one-stop shop.
Very much so, yes.
And what about the business itself? If and when you're looking to bring people in, what sort of cultural fit are you looking for to fit in with the rest of the existing team?
Yep, we are still very much a family firm. We've got a very sort of close-knit family feel to the company. There's 15 of us work in the business at the moment, four main traders. Everyone sort of gets on very well, and we do quite a lot of social activities together as well. We find that the members like someone that's personable, that has got time for a chat and can sort of help them put the world to rights as and when they need to do so. We also like people with qualifications, purchasing qualifications, CIPS qualifications, to make sure obviously that all the purchasing side and legal side can be covered and we can look after the members' needs.
Right, okay. And as a business, where do you think you're going to be taking yourself in the future? Do you think we might see multiple offices across the country, or do you think the board of directors are quite happy as you are currently?
I think the board are quite happy at the moment. That's not to say when a new generation of directors come in, the business direction might change somewhat. We have got some interest in people as far away as Scotland that want to work with us, very much in the early stages. So whether we will have an office up there or just do some sort of remote buying for them.
Yeah.
But potentially I think there is scope for us to be certainly more... have more coverage than we have at the moment.
Yep, okay. And events, you've got a very good website, but if anyone who wanted to actually see the business, either to become a member or to just get a better feel as to what it would be potentially to work within the business, what sort of events do you normally attend?
Yeah, we've done shows. We've done the Llama Show at Newark this year and Cereals at Lincoln this year. We're attending the Yorkshire Show today and then the Driffield Show next week. We will definitely be doing these shows next year as well. So if anyone wants to come along and see what we're all about, then we have just booked the spaces for next year at these shows as well. So we'll be able to tell people what we're all about there.
Katie, fantastic. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.